Well, hello, hello, guys, and you're listening to Beauty Bites with Dr. K, Secrets of a Plastic Surgeon, and it's time for our podcast. Today on the podcast, I want to teach you about dry winter skin. So let's talk about top 10 things you can do for dry winter skin, and I have with me fabulous girls from the office. I have Summer. Say hi, Summer. And Summer, how old are you?
I'm 23.
Tell us a little about yourself.
Okay, I've been working for Dr. K for about 8 months now, and I'm in classes right now, hopefully going to PA school.
To be a physician's assistant.
Yep.
Yeah.
And so that's kind of what I'm about right now.
Fabulously gorgeous and bubbly, and she always makes us smile at work. Super friendly. And we have lovely Talar. Talar, what is going on with you?
Literally exactly what Summer just said. Except I'm 22. You're older than me.
And she's also studying, trying to get into PA school.
Yes, this spring I will be applying.
Yay.
Scary stuff happening.
I'm so excited for you guys. You guys are going to be the best physician's assistants ever since I've trained you so well.
I know. We have a good mentor. It's all you need.
You really do need a mentor in life, because otherwise if you try to navigate it alone, it's so hard.
It's so difficult. You're like
and you'll going lose in blind. Too.
Definitely.
Hold your nose to the grindstone.
Definitely.
Yeah. Have you had times that have gotten really tough?
Yeah, I think...
Like the cold, dry winter.
Oh.
No, nothing is tougher than my dry, crakey, or crackly skin during the winter. Nothing's tougher
it's
than
rough.
That.
Well, I have some good tips for you guys. And Summer, I know you suffer from eczema. Mm-hmm. And for those of us out there who don't know what eczema is, how would you describe that?
I did not know that.
Yeah, I do.
What do you do to treat it? Oh, my
so
gosh.
So I've had eczema since as long as I can remember, since I was a baby. And it honestly was a lot tougher growing up, because when you're a kid, you kind of don't know how to properly take care of your skin. And so eczema, I mean, you just have a lot of like itchiness, dryness, redness, your skin cracks. It's really, really painful. Especially as a kid who doesn't really have self-control, you can't help but agitate it. And so it took me a long time, but now... At 23 years old, I can officially say I've kind of bested the beast a little bit. So
yeah, it is tough. It's a condition where you get patches of inflamed skin, and they cause inflammation, irritation, cracking, dryness, bleeding, and then sometimes get more infection on top of everything else. So patients who have eczema, they suffer a lot. And you have used my skincare, which has been pretty awesome eczema. Yeah.
I think on my face, I feel like eczema on your face bothers you the most out of any other area, because it's something that not only you feel, but everyone you feel like can see. So I was having a lot of trouble with eczema on my face especially, and then I started using the Pure Hydration, the hyaluronic acid serum, and the night cream, and I don't know. I love it a lot. It helped really plump up my skin. It helped take the cracking away.
It's instantly hydrating. So like a lot of young people feel like their skin is oily and greasy and they have a T-zone and they don't need moisturizer. But you can still have dehydrated skin and lack water content in your skin. So a hyaluronic serum is nice because it brings the water content back to your skin without, you know, junking up your pores or giving you acne breakouts from oils. And too many young people, I think, are into essential oils and things for their skin. Things that don't really work, like tea tree oil and stuff that I see people doing that's holistic, but that's not necessarily great for your skin. Or using, like, coconut oil on your skin is not a lovely idea.
Yeah, that's just greasy.
It's just really going to junk up your pores. So think about using a water-based serum is good. So some of my tips. So number one, I would say... In the shower, you can actually get very dry, because when you have hot, steamy temperature water, it's going to dehydrate your skin. So it's very important to take short, fast showers in the winter and keep the door closed of the shower in the bathroom so it's nice and steamy and humidified in the air, and then put your lotion on within like 3 minutes of popping out of the tub. Do you guys do that?
I do. And even after working out, you get very dry.
Yes. And minimize your soap use. Like, really, the human body is not that dirty except for certain spot areas. And you can use a little bit less cleanser, and you can use an oil-based or lotion-y type cleanser, too. You don't have to be super aggressive with skin. Use warm water instead of boiling hot water. And then slather on moisturizer right away. It's one of the best tips you can do. For your face, also, to moisturize twice a day. Super important. And you guys remove your makeup, hopefully.
If I don't moisturize like 5 times a day, then my skin gets flaky.
Really?
Five times a day? It's so bad. I went on Accutane when I was 18 years old. And ever since then, my skin is just like, it's in a drought all the time.
Well, your skin looks so good now. I would have never known you were on Accutane.
It's because I use so much moisturizer and all that hyaluronic acid. Like, yeah. I like plump my skin with it every night.
That's good. You know that Accutane permanently changes your oil gland. So if you have bad cystic acne or you're breaking out a lot and you've tried everything and you're really good on your regimen and still breaking out, highly recommend to think about Accutane. But it has some long-term consequence because even years later after you've been off of it for a while, you'll be drier than the average
person. Yeah.
Your oil glands just really never bounce back that much. So
I have a love-hate relationship with it.
Yeah, it's a very powerful, very excellent drug. In the wintertime, tip number two, use an ointment or a cream rather than a lotion. So lotions are thin and water-based. Ointments and creams are more oil and emollient-based, right?
Yes. Aquaphor.
Aquaphor, yes.
That's like the secret. If you're not on Aquaphor, then it's for your lips, for your body, for anything. It works great.
It's been around for so many years. Mm-hmm. I think at least 30 years. And it's basically like petroleum jelly, but a very much better form of it.
Definitely.
Than just petroleum jelly.
It's so soothing too.
Yeah, it's very healing. Have you tried it, Summer? Eczema, it's good too.
Yeah, so everyone raves about Aquaphor. I've tried it a lot. For me personally, I think the reason why I gravitate more towards creams like our Night Quench or just thicker creams that aren't as greasy is because I can't stand that sticky feeling.
Oh, yeah.
So if you're one of those people, I think you'd be better off trying a cream. But if not, it does have good results.
It's pretty hard to put Aquaphor on and go try do things. Mm-hmm.
It's like a type of thing where you like are staying in at night and you're just going to like soak your body in it. Yeah. Like you can't go out on a Friday night with Aquaphor everywhere. I don't think you'll have many friends.
Yeah, sometimes before your night out, your skin's cracking and you're kind of freaking out.
That's true.
And you don't want to go through that whole night thinking everyone's noticing the dry patches on your face. So again, like that, the pure hydration or a cream like Night Quench is great because, you know, no one can really see anything.
That's true, yeah.
You're still getting hydrated. So
that's very true. I do like to wear, tip number three is to wear gloves and socks at night, but first slather on lotion and then put on Aquaphor and then the socks and sleep in them or gloves.
I've never heard of that.
What?
That's
How
like
could you have never done
such
that?
Dedication to your body.
It's so
wearing
good.
Gloves at night.
When
oh
I was
gosh.
In college, I was a little bit insane, but I would say I would have white cotton gloves. Somewhere I found a book from the 1950s about how to be the perfect woman. And I read it when I was such an impressionable age. And one of the things they said was, like, not only should you clean your elbows with lemons, cut lemons in half and put lemons on your elbow to kind of bleach the darkness.
That's crazy.
And then
I bet it works.
It totally works. And on your knees, too.
So I would
do that. And then I put on white cotton gloves and tons of Aquaphor or Vaseline and go to sleep at night with that.
I'm going to Amazon Prime white cotton gloves tonight.
You should. And socks. I'd have like my one dedicated pair of socks. So
that you would wear?
Slather on.
That
your,
makes
your
sense
because
then it just like keeps it all.
And the heat.
Yes.
Yeah.
For like your 8 hours
up,
of sleep.
By the time you wake up, your Aquaphor is not all gooey and your socks. It's somehow all absorbed and your feet are like baby feet.
Oh my God. I'm going to do that.
You should try it.
I need to try that.
I got to find that 1950s book somewhere.
I want to read that.
It had all kinds of great tips. It actually said some crazy thing like eat an eggshell for calcium, and I was so insane that I actually did that once.
In college?
Yes.
Oh my gosh. That's crazy. I would have loved to know that, Dr. K.
And then, okay, tip number four. If you're an Indian girl, you know this, that you put coconut oil in your hair.
That is true.
Yes, and we got this growing up that our mom slathered us in coconut oil, and it's so good for your hair. And now the rest of the world knows how good coconut oil is.
Yes.
But in our day, it was super embarrassing to get your mom would be like, once a week on Sunday, wake up, come over here. I need to put conditioner in your hair.
That's
so
funny.
Yes, like soak up your whole entire head with coconut
oil.
If one of your friends was there, they'd be like, what in the are you doing?
I've done that with olive oil.
That
I'm Armenian,
too,
so I'm
yes.
more of like the Mediterranean olive oil way. But I've never done coconut oil.
And the oils and stuff in your hair, like those scalp massages, have always been a huge thing.
Really?
In the Indian and now, you know, Armenian community.
Gosh. Yeah, so. The Ayurvedic coconut oil where they drip it on your forehead and it goes into your hair. It's so good for your scalp and your hair. So if you have dry, flaky, seborrheic dermatitis or scalp irritation or dandruff, this coconut oil is amazing because not only is it nourishing and moisturizing, but also it has antibacterial properties, so it helps a lot.
But yeah, so many things I need to try.
So you put the coconut oil in, you leave it in for like 2 hours, and then you go shampoo.
Okay.
Or if you're really dedicated, you throw a towel on your pillow and you sleep with it.
At night.
Yes. Or next time you go to the spa, put coconut oil in your hair and go sit in the steam room. Your hair will be amazing when you wash it out.
That's actually.
Yeah. Or like the steam room at the gym.
Yeah.
Or that may be weird.
The hair shaft and just like, it's like such a deep conditioning. It's really great.
So many things I'm learning.
Yes. Oh, my goodness. Thank God we did this topic.
I know. I really needed this advice.
Okay, one more thing in the winter. So try to stay warm without cranking up the heat and sitting next to the fireplace or that little portable heater.
This is so true.
Because it feels so good, but you just immediately parch your body.
I wake up in the morning like I have like nothing in my throat. Like it's so dry and like my nose gets all dry. And even the skin, it's so bad for that.
And on that note, add a humidifier, because if you use a humidifier, it's awesome for just bringing the ambient room humidity up to a level where your breath, you know, your breathing is better, your respiratory system. If you're a little asthmatic, you know, your body doesn't like the dry air. And eczema kids are a little asthmatic and allergic too. So I really like that idea. And then my other tips, what are my other tips? Oh, for detergents and soaps. So soaps in general go lighter on your face, lighter on your body, but also even with your clothing, use less harsh detergents in the winter time, because they can be quite irritating. And, you know, wearing like cotton, wool or silk or natural fibers is really good for your skin when the weather is so dry.
Wait, I have a tip.
What?
Drink water. That should be like the number
so
one.
So easy, yes.
Like you need to drink all the water in the world.
Free and easy and good for you. It's hard to do, surprisingly.
It's very hard.
I don't drink enough water, I know.
I don't think anyone honestly does.
Yeah. But honestly, I drink a lot of water.
Yeah.
I think it's my life change. Like it changes everything.
You and your celery juice and
I know.
We're changing because of each other.
I know.
So it's kind of fun to hang out with healthy, smart people who influence me in the right way.
Yes. So many tips.
I have one more tip. Lip balm.
Yes.
Very important.
Yes. Or lip plumper.
Yes. And my lip plumper is amazing if you want lips that are instantly more plump. It lasts from 1 to 3 hours, and it makes you feel like you've had a syringe of filler, and it has peptides, ceramides. It's really great for hydrating drier lips and preventing those fine lines.
It brings a little pinkness to it. I really like that.
It really works. It, like, makes my lips look 10 times bigger.
They look so
than
pretty
they already
when you wear
are.
That. They just automatically look fuller and prettier. So you guys have to try my lip balm. And short of that, definitely, like, cherry chapstick is my favorite. You guys have favorite lip balms?
My favorite, again, this is not sponsored, but Aquaphor.
Aquaphor, can you sponsor
Yeah, can you sponsor my life, please? At Aquaphor, this is a direct tweet.
I think my favorite is the EOS lip balms.
Oh, really? I
love those. I know that some people
it drives
have
me
opinions,
out.
But for me, it was actually very hard to find a lip balm that worked for me. Again, because I do have really dry skin all over, but the EOS, something in it. It's great, and I wake up in the morning after using it, after keeping it on all night, and my lips are plump, and they're very nice.
I do like it. It's just a little hard to carry that round ball all the time.
Yeah, it like takes up. You can't put it in your pocket.
They came out with bullets for it.
Oh, really? Mm-hmm.
And then did you guys know that Cetaphil is not necessarily the best gentle thing out there on the market? A lot of people go right to Cetaphil and some of these products, but they don't research. Yeah. It does have alcohol in it.
I use Cetaphil for years.
And it's really quite irritating. It has cetyl alcohol, propylene glycol, and a couple ingredients.
My dermatologist
so
always
good.
Told me to use that.
Yes, because that's like generic thinking for a lot of derms. But cetyl alcohol is a really good emollient, but it's also super irritating for some people. And it's synthetically
manufactured.
That
makes sense, because you think, like, while you're using it, it's so soothing, and your skin never really feels good after you use it.
Yeah.
This is so different.
It kind of disappears quickly, too. So just kind of, like, look at your ingredients. And people who are all into natural ingredients, I very much support that. I have a lot of botanicals in my skincare, but I think you can go overboard and start using things that are quite irritating if you use too many caustic ingredients with your oils. And witch hazel is another thing.
I was just going to say witch hazel.
Yes. Mm-hmm. What do you know about witch hazel?
I used it as a toner like for a week, and then my skin just hated me.
Yeah.
And I've heard so many people have that problem with it too.
Yeah, witch hazel actually can be very bad for your skin because it's it does dry you. It has astringent properties, but it has benzoyl peroxide type ingredients as well. And I don't think it's good for every skin type. So if you guys are using witch hazel, just remember it can't, certain preparations can have up to 15% alcohol in them, and it can be a significant irritant. Like a lot of people use that rose one, what's it called, Thatcher's, which I love the smell of it. It's a really popular one, Thatcher's witch hazel.
Have you? You said you use argan oil?
I use, yeah, so I'm the type of person who, even though I have eczema and dry skin, I love makeup, and that can be hard because when you put that on, that can accentuate your dry, mm-hmm. flaky patches. So what I like to do is, I actually really enjoy the Josie Maran 100% pure argan oil, and I put a few drops on my face, I tap post-moisturizer, I tap it in, and I wait about 5 minutes, and then I put my foundation over top, and my skin actually never flakes off during the day anymore. So I actually really love it.
Interesting.
That's a good tip, actually. Mm-hmm. That's a pro tip right there.
Pro tip. Again, not sponsored by Josie Maran.
But no, that works for me now. I've been using it for years. I used to have such a problem with my foundation looking cracked and just disgusting, and now, I mean, it doesn't. So try it.
So a few things to not use on your skin that are in the drugstore aisle. St. Ives scrub, they say that, you know, the apricot particles are irregularly shaped and can scratch and abrade the skin. I don't know. I personally still like it, but
I do use the oatmeal one. I don't use the apricot one anymore because of what I heard, but I use the oatmeal one, and I think exfoliating at least once a week for people with dry skin is very important too, because you got to slough off that dead skin in order to have
but
the
in general, they just, you know, the apricot scrub is pretty harsh, and if you want to get exfoliant, you should try my perfecting polish. It's amazing. Amazing. You'll love that one. Lots of good ingredients. Avoid putting baking soda on your skin. Baking soda is way too alkaline, and it destroys your moisture barrier. A lot of people do baking soda masks.
Wow. I've never heard of that.
I would never do that.
And sugar scrubs. Those also abrade the skin, and sugar, of course, is a potent generator of inflammation.
That makes sense, because I feel like anytime I eat sugar, my face breaks out.
Yes.
Right? Or does that not
correlate?
Some
people clean their skin with apple cider vinegar and do all kinds of crazy things. That can be a burn. Remember, it is an acid. It's acetic acid. Same with lemons. That's also, you know, ascorbic acid, so you got to be careful about putting these things on your skin. So those are our tips for dry, dry skin. And if you're suffering from those little bumps on your back of your arms, we call those keratosis pilaris. I have a really great cream for that. It's called Smooth as Silk. And it's a urea cream. Urea creams help to exfoliate the dead skin that builds up to make those chicken skin bumps on the back of your legs, back of your arms. If you don't know how to get rid of them, this is amazing, 15% urea cream. So I love that one for you guys. And as we get close to spring coming, I'm always horrified to look down and see my winter legs and my winter skin. I'm like, oh my God, I need to work on my skin. So I've been using my Supermodel Sculpt Contour Cream.
That stuff is the best.
It actually is, because I'm so lazy, I haven't been putting lotion on when I get out of the shower, even though I lecture everybody to do that. But for the last week, I've been doing it, and my skin's looking pretty good again. So as you get towards the end of winter, remember the light is coming soon. You need to get the retin-A.
It's already here. It's already almost March.
We got to get ready because summer's going to be just around the corner right after spring, and we're all going to be wanting to wear our bathing suits.
So all of you go get cotton gloves and socks. And
yes.
I guarantee you'll wake up with the best hands and feet ever if you sleep in those.
I'm going to try that. I'll report back to everyone.
Let me know.
Report back on the next podcast.
I will. I totally will.
And definitely try my Supermodel Sculpt Contour Cream if you want. Really amazing. Like, we never take care of the skin on our body, but this has retin-A, and no other cream has that for your body. So it's really nice. Invest in yourselves and send your eczema questions to Summer.
Come in and see me.
Yes, and come and get Thermi with both Summer and Talar.
Yay.
Are you enjoying Thermiing, everybody?
It's so much fun. Everyone, like, I had a patient fall asleep on me. I'm talking full on snoring. Just fall asleep. Everyone loves it. They say it feels like a nice, like, hot stone massage. It's nice to come in after work and get it because it's relaxing, but you're also tightening your skin at the same time. So
multitasking.
Yeah, come try it.
For sure. It's fun. One of these days I'll have time to do myself. Yeah. Yay. That's it for now, you guys. Everyone stay beautiful. Don't forget to find me on my Instagram doing amazing things for people's faces at Beauty by Dr. K, D-R-K-A-Y. And our brand new website just went live. Yay.
Yay.
BeautyByDrK.com. And check out all that awesome skincare there. If you screenshot your review of our podcast and email it to info@BeautyByDrK, Summer will send you an amazing mini lip plumper. Yay.
Yay. Can't wait.
That's it for now. Bye, guys. Bye. Stay beautiful.
Bye.